Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Guys, welcome back to a very special episode of the podcast, which, look, we're in another location, another cooking show. Can you see the kitchen behind me? Anyways, we are in this gorgeous temporary apartment that I'm staying in, and we have the gorgeous, permanent, always fixture in my life, not temporary at all, Alex Bennett, back on the pod. She's in Nashville. Where are your cowboy boots, girl?
I had them on earlier, and then I took them off.
We know what she says. Shoes off at the door.
Shoes off at the door, but you want to know why I took the cowboy boots off?
Why'd you take them off?
Do they make your legs swell immediately?
Yeah. 100%. You're like, you got like giant, you got big old beefy calves.
I took them off and then I put tennis shoes on and I was looking in the mirror and I was like, well, what happened?
You know what it'll really fuck up? A spray tan.
Well, I have a spray tan too.
No, I mean, if you had kept wearing them and they just kept rubbing and scrubbing on the calves region while you're swelling and sweating, the spray tan's coming off.
Kill, fuck, Mary. Somebody submitted this. Cowboy boots, spray tan. What was it? Oh, tequila. That was for you.
Okay, but you know it's fuck, marry, kill.
Yeah. Well,
okay. Okay.
I was just making sure you were listening to what I was saying.
Okay. Kill, fuck, marry. Okay. Tequila, cowboy boots, or
spray tans.
Spray tans. I'm gonna marry spray tans forever in my life.
Till death do you part.
Forever and always, till death do us literally part. If someone doesn't spray tan my literal rigor mortis body in the casket, I will fuck you guys up. There's actually a Drake song where the lyrics say, make sure I die with a tan, it's part of the brand. And I was like, am I Drake's ghostwriter? Maybe, perhaps.
Maybe, you want to be spray tanned in the morgue?
If I don't have a fresh one, like if I die on a patchy day, I need someone to exfoliate my body and I need someone to reapply it. You know, listen, you don't have to do my back, obviously. You don't have to do the back. But yeah, chest up.
I don't think it's too much to ask.
I don't think it's too much to ask. The amount of things I've done for my friends, you guys can spray me chest up in the morgue.
Taylor, if you're listening, just while you're embalmed.
Yeah.
Ask the embalmer.
Surely that's a new add-on at embalmment places.
Do you know what I want to do? Would you like to be my partner?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you said yes before, you know what I'm doing.
I was just thinking I could die. Maybe if I die of something liver-related, I'd have a little bit of jaundice, and I might go out for the liver. And then you are a nice hue of yellow.
Would you rather be yellow than
orange? Yeah.
Okay. Did you know that some spray tans are beet based, so they're purple, and some are carrot based, so they're orange?
I think I'm rocking with the carrots. I think. I don't think I knew that. Is that like the all natural ones? Like you can eat the solution, it's so natural?
I don't know. I can't tell. Jordan told me this. I can't tell if she's messing with me or if she's serious. But she sat on it either way, and here I am telling
Okay. her. I feel like that's very New York. She's like, ours is made out of beets. You can inject it into your skin for more collagen. You're like, what the fuck?
Okay,
just make me tan. Okay, so wait, what was the
Well, we have to do
your partner.
Things. Partner and then back
fuck,
to the
marry,
kill.
Yeah.
Okay, partner first. You already said yes.
Yep.
No matter what it is.
Whatever it is, I'll do it.
And I think we're going to add something on to it. Okay, I want to make spray tans that taste good.
So, I've seen this on your podcast, you fucking weirdo.
Correct?
So that when people, tell the bit, tell me, give me the pitch.
In case you're being gone down on, which I'm for people.
Hey, I'm all for it.
We're for that. So far, we're for it. I do.
Fellatio, we like. We're here for the fellatio.
Green check mark. That it should taste good.
Don't you think, wouldn't you hope it already did taste like nothing?
Correct, but if the spray tan sometimes smells, has an odor
in a bad way, you want it to just flip it and make it good smell,
but really good smelling.
Okay, so let's think about this. I think we could even just pull away the fellatio. We could even just pull away from the going down on. We should just create spray tan that smells better in general
and tastes good.
tastes good, okay, for the going down on licky licky. I don't like when they spray my vagina. I say to every person that spray tans me, now that I do my own self, I like just don't get the China pot. But if I am, when I was in Cape Town, because yes, I was in literally South Africa, and I Googled where can I find a portable spray tan? By the way, plenty.
No, there
plenty.
Wasn't.
Oh, I had plenty to choose from. I asked who does mobile spray tans in Cape Town, and I had so many responses. Found a fantastic, very reliable person. And when she came in, I said what I always say to a new professional spray tan artist. This is going to sound crazy. Sorry if you think this is weird, but do you mind not spraying my vagina? Because like as you like pee and wipe and all the things that you do with your vagina that secretes things, like you're like, it comes off weirdly.
That's, it does. But most people, I think, just say spray it. Hmm. Or not, they don't say spray it. They just don't give
spray
any direction. They don't give any direction either way. So then it gets a ricochet shot and it's sprayed. So it should taste good. And there's spray in there in the thing when you're in it, and you do taste that.
You do, and it does taste odd. So I think, and who knows what we're inhaling.
Why would you, so we might as well make it beet based or carrot based and smell good and taste good.
I agree. I like the taste of beets and carrots.
And then I think we should make it available to go on dead people.
I couldn't agree more. That's the caveat. That's the We want spray tans to taste good for fellatio and dead people, not at the same time.
No,
that's fucking weird.
And when you start a new company, you have to ask yourself, what problem did you solve? Multiple.
Yes.
Dead people, beautiful.
Tons. Okay, wow. Not tons of dead people. Hopefully that's not the case. Wow. Okay, I hope everyone has the opportunity, though, if you died, to be tan or not tan. Fuck, marry, kill.
Okay, so you...
I'm marrying spray tans.
Okay, forever.
First and foremost. Also, I just did a vlog and I had a comment on the YouTube that was like, I love you so much. I loved watching this, but the spray tan saga is exhausting. I'm like, you're telling me. I'm the one living it, brother. I'm in it. I'm in the thick of it.
All they had to do was type that.
Yeah, yeah. All you had to do was click and clack on your little keyboard. I live this.
I'm exhausted.
Okay, so I'm going to marry spray tans begrudgingly. Okay. And then I'm going to fuck... I'm gonna fuck tequila. Yeah, I do love cowboy boots, but these are supposed to be hard questions, so I guess I'll kill cowboy boots, but that's a shame.
But you definitely had to kill cowboy boots.
Yeah, there wasn't really another option. I think anyone listening would have known that I would have picked those.
Yeah, because you must have required for like you spray tan and tequila.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to have the cowboy boots.
We don't have to have. Now, you would have to have a cowboy boot somewhere in your life. I just saw the sneakers you got that were cowboy boot sneakers.
I'm very obsessed with them.
They're fucking cool.
I don't know what this, like, yeah, I'm kind of on this Western kick a bit.
I like it. I think a lot of people are on the Western kick, but you're even doing it, like, more intense.
I'm in it.
You're all in. I had on my list of things to ask you, which I feel like you've talked about so many times, but, like, let's just assume people haven't listened to your podcast, although you fucking should. The Mean Girls Pod, always plug. Talk to me about, like, your obsession with NASCAR, because Alex and I are going to the NASCAR game, not a game.
Race. Well, we are going to the race.
I love NASCAR. I should know better. Honestly, I grew up in a very NASCAR forward family. Oklahoma, was it not that much for you? Or
we just don't have a track.
Really? That's shocking, actually.
I know.
So like, much land.
It's sad.
You should get one. Ooh, you should buy one.
Okay.
Why not?
Okay. I didn't realize I wanted to get a NASCAR team. I was like, that sounds like you should be able to get the car and put the driver in it. That should be not a problem. That should be pretty low lift.
You guys should have a Mean Girl Pod car.
I thought it could be pink and cowgirly and like all of these things. My 30th birthday is going to be NASCAR cowgirl themed at the Chicago Cow NASCAR race. Okay, so did you grow up going to NASCAR races?
Am I invited?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
You're going to have.
When do you turn 30?
July 1st.
Of this year?
Yes.
Oh my God, we both turned 30 this year. 93 babies. But I'll be in Ibiza for James' 30th birthday.
I know that.
Damn it.
I do. I did know that.
I will be stalking the photos though. Heavily. Did I grow up going to NASCAR races? Yeah. I mean, not like a ton, but my parents were obsessed with NASCAR on Sunday. It was on like my dad and my mom, favorite drivers. My mom called out of work the day that Dale Earnhardt died. Mm-hmm. It's one of the first times I've seen my parents, either one of them, openly mourn. Because, like, at that time, no one in my family had passed. They hadn't had friends that I'd known of that passed. Like, openly mourn and, like, explain kind of, like, death to me was Dale Earnhardt. We still have, if you open our cabinet in our kitchen, by the way, kitchen. If you open a cabinet to get a plate, there's a sticker on the inside of the cabinet that said Legends Never Die. And it's got a 3 with the angel halo on top. I'll have my mom send a picture.
I was going to say, we need a photo of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 100%. I could literally say, go in the kitchen, take a picture.
So you've heard the engine start.
Yeah, yeah. And I feel like that's like where you got your
You either, okay, I say this all the time. No, I don't. I just started saying it when I discovered NASCAR.
I love lying.
Yeah, I was like, okay, you do not say this all the time, put it back in. I'm like, liar. I'm like mad at my parents, but I'm not mad at them, but I'm like, you never exposed me. Like, I didn't know NASCAR was an option. So I'm 28 right. years old 2 years ago, and Barstool's like, hey, you guys like Miami. You want to go to the NASCAR race while you're there? I'm like, I'll go to Miami. Whatever's
the there,
race.
Sure.
Yeah, I'll go to that on Sunday for like an hour.
Might as well.
Those engines started. And I was like, oh.
Revved up your heart.
I was like, oh my God, oh. And I got really.
You feel it in there.
You either do or like you don't. You know, do you know when you love something?
And you know what? You either do or you don't, especially with NASCAR, because you're either the kind of person who's like, oh my God, like the roar. Like you said, you feel it like because it is such a deep, loud sound. You feel it there. Or you're the exact opposite. And you're like, oh my God, that is so loud. Like what? Like you're that. So you're right.
And you have to be into the culture of it.
Mm-hmm.
This is not your courtside club.
No.
No, it's the opposite. And I love it. Talladega Boulevard, just in the RVs.
Even the like actual like VIP part of NASCAR, which I feel like you've experienced, and I've been so lucky to be friends with some of the drivers and their wives and experience such a beautiful, shouts out to the Dillon family, we love you, and the Swan family. And so when we go to the most VIP, it's not like, and this is no shade at all, it's not like super super country club vibes. They're still just like kicking it like old school, just like it's almost like you're at a tailgate and you're in their VIP. I mean, they have gorgeous, like massive, beautiful RVs and stuff, but like you're not like, you don't feel like you're at the Ritz-Carlton, which is what I like. I think you like that too.
I love it. And the people are nice, and you just go and you relax and you have like the best day. You walk around with like a beer, eat a hot dog.
Yes.
And you have to, but you have to be like, I love this culture.
So true. So true. And you do. And I do.
What's your like adult finding of life that you're like, I was never exposed to this and I love it?
I think something I wasn't exposed to, you know, like really, truly nothing like country club, but I always knew what it was, right? Like, so I went to a small school in a small town called Gilbert, South Carolina, but there was a neighboring town and a neighboring school called like Lexington, and it was all the like hoity-toity rich people, right? And really, I'm still friends with a lot of them, so they're nice people, but they're hoity-toity rich people. And they had this thing called where they wear the white dresses, they get
debutante balls,
and they get not confirmed, that's at church, but they get introduced to society as
a woman, like what?
Yeah, as a woman.
What is that called though? I'm okay.
They say it's, cotillion.
Yes, there we go.
Cotillion. Okay, so cotillion. So like, I watched that exist in a neighboring town, but like, there was nothing like that. Like I didn't. But I don't. But that's not something that I grew up as an adult being like, gee, Willikers, I wish I was a debutante. I don't know. What's something?
Will your kids? Will you do that with your kids?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay.
No. I think that really is something that you would have had to have done and been like, that really was so special. I loved experiencing that. I want my daughter to experience that. She'll have photos of me doing that. I'll have photos of her mom. I think for me, if I just did it, I'd be like, what am I doing this for?
Okay, I agree.
Like, it might be like more of a tradition thing. But maybe some girls would say, I never got to do that and I wanted to, so I want to start the tradition, but not me.
Okay.
No.
That's a no for you.
It's a no for me, dog. But I'm trying to think of stuff that I like really wish. Oh, I know. Immediately I know.
What?
Skiing.
You never skied as a little one.
Broke. No, it's an expensive sport.
Highly.
And South Carolina. We were not near any snow. We were like ish, but you would like have to really like, you know, you'd have to really give it your all. Your parents would have to plan a trip to the mountains with their kids, pay for all the ski lessons, pay for all the gear. Your feet grow like wildfire. You'd have to buy new shit. I mean, it's an expensive thing to do. And I'm not trying to always do this like funny bit about me being like growing up not super rich on like in my life, but like realistically I wasn't. She was a country mouse and our parents never took us skiing, and I really, really, really feel like I missed the boat on that. And I love my parents dearly and I don't blame them for this at all, because we did grow up in the lakes. We did a lot of really cool lake things that not a lot of people like grew up doing, so I'm very privileged, very blessed in that capacity. But when I tell you I skied for the very first time with my friends Worth in their beautiful place in Beaver Creek in Colorado, I skied there for the first time and I felt bad. I was holding the crew back. Everyone thought I should go get lessons beforehand. I didn't want to go get lessons beforehand because everyone else was doing other fun stuff. I wasn't able to very quickly, eventually I did, with, you know, T's and P's, thoughts and prayers, I was able to get to this chalet that like you have to ski to do the après ski, which I was very interested in. Mm-hmm. And it was a difficult endeavor that I wish I had more training about. And then I met James, and that motherfucker is a ski instructor who literally was a ski instructor in the Swiss Alps that he just did during his gap year when he was 18. So like, there's just like, and we talk about going skiing together and all the trips we'll take one day. And he's like, well, like, you know, I'll like, I'll help you a little bit, but like eventually the squadrons, you can't hold everyone back and be like,
right, right,
we're on the bunny hills when you guys have been doing this since y'all were four.
Ski etiquette.
Yeah, yeah. You just got, and I'm not trying to hold anyone back. I don't want to hold anyone back. I'm not like, no, stay with me. That's weird. So anyways, I really feel like I missed the boat on that. And I wish I would have like taken an interest in it myself when I was like in my early 20s. Mm-hmm. Now I feel like it's just, I'm too far gone.
You do?
Yeah.
No. Okay. Did you enjoy it while you were skiing though?
Yeah. 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 I really, really did. I thought to myself, like, God, I wish I was really good at this. Like, and every girl who skied, do you know Paige Lorenz? Do you know who she is?
Yes.
She was like a professional skier. When I look, oh yeah, like legit, like sports. When I look at videos of her that she'll like casually just like post now of her like back in the day when she competed, I'm like, sick. Like, that is so sick. Like, that's so cool. And now she'll just like, you know, go skiing for fun and leisurely. And she looks so sick and cool. And there's one thing about me, I'm always trying to look sick and cool.
Well, the ski outfits these days,
I know.
I mean, those in and of itself are awesome. Mm-hmm. But that's my whole thing is like, you did lake stuff.
Yeah.
You never went skiing.
Yeah.
I'm like, I never did the NASCAR thing. Surfing, I never surfed. Like, I'm like, there's all these things. And I'm like, okay, so this is what I think about all the time.
Okay.
When I have my little kids, I'm like, I can't possibly take you surfing, skiing, NASCAR. Like, I want them to be exposed to everything.
That's what some people, like James did do that. I mean, he was also the firstborn though, so we can't forget that. Oh, but you were too.
No, I was second.
Second. Okay, that's right. Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, so yeah, I mean, you got to think, because once, I don't blame my parents. I mean, God, they had so much other shit to do then. And they were like, you have a lake in your backyard.
And like, you're not near the rest.
Enjoy yourself. Yeah. And so like, it's like, you don't blame them, but I agree. Like James talks about it. He's like, I want our kids to go surfing. I want them to go skiing. I want them to do all this stuff. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, me too. If we can, that'd be fantastic. But I imagine when I have three kids, I'm going to be like, relax on the fucking surfer boy.
Okay. Oh, I'm going to be like, wherever we are, that's what you're going to be.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to schlep you guys everywhere.
Other people are schlepping.
Yeah, but I'm, yes. But yeah. I'm like, I do, I always wonder that. I'm like, what would I have been? Like, would I be a horseback rider or something? I don't know, if I just went and did it.
Another thing, horses were very, very accessible to me in my youth. And I rode them a lot growing up, but like, wasn't technically a horse girl. My best friend Drew lived at a stable, so we did some horseback riding, but not like tons. Sorry if you guys hear a siren. We're like right against the highway. So I'm looking at producer Courtney. She's like looking around. Yeah, there's just a lot of elements here. But yeah, no, I agree. I just want to do it all with my kids because I want them to be just well-versed.
And three?
Three kids?
Mm-hmm. Is that what you said?
No, I was one of three.
I thought you were telling me that you were going to have three, and I was like, wonderful.
No, I'm just saying, like, once you have three kids, like, I don't blame my parents. Like, it's a fucking lot, you know?
No.
Seeing Taylor with three kids, I'm like, oh my God. Guys, when you have someone in your life who is on their crunchy journey, like I do with Taylor as best friend, honestly, sometimes it has its perks because she has gotten me to be so much more aware of and honestly interested in clean products, especially the products that I am putting right on my face. I know you'll have had to have seen the absolute viral Ilia Beauty Super Serum Skin Tint. I feel like I cannot scroll on TikTok without seeing the iconic bottle, the dropper, and all the influencers who are using it, myself included, okay? Because I stay being an influencer who is influenced. As y'all know, I am the consumer. But Ilia Beauty is just the OG of clean, thoughtfully formulated products. It's also makeup that has active levels of skincare in it. So the makeup is actually improving your skin over time. Personally, I have the world's driest skin, like you could literally fry an egg on it, and their products are super hydrating, which I love. Makes my skin feel alive. Another thing about me, I'm ginger, and I absolutely am going to need SPF on my face at all times. But even if you're not a redhead, we all need to be protecting our face from the sun. I love that the Super Serum Skin Tint has SPF 40 in it, especially now that it's getting warmer out. Also, it comes in 30 shades, so you are bound to find exactly what you need. And if you're confused with the shade matching process like I was, then one of the best parts about Ilia Beauty is that you can submit a selfie on their website and a real human will shade match you. And they have a 96% success rate. They have thousands of five-star reviews, so it is tried and true, baby. Just head to iliabeauty.com and use code PROBABLY at checkout for 15% off your first purchase. That's iliabeauty.com and use code PROBABLY for 15% off your first order.
I did name a child today.
How?
There wasn't a child present and then I got to name them. I met a girl named Boots that lives here. And I said, I'm taking that. You might know her.
Yeah, I'm like, why do I feel like I know her? Okay, yo, and you said you're taking that.
I was like, oh my God, that's great. I'm going to steal that name.
So you named your own unborn child.
Yes.
Got it. Okay, I've only ever met Boots as old ladies, elderly ladies. It's a common thing in the South ish to be called Bootsy or Boots. It's like it's almost like a grandma name. You'd be like, that's Boots. Oh, Bootsy. It's like
Mimi.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like Mimi, Mama Boots. Cute. Bootsy.
Okay, that's
yeah,
cute.
It is cute. I like Boots. Would you do a boy or a girl?
I don't know either, I think.
I agree.
I know a guy named Boots, and then I met her, and she was just, I was like, you are just a Boots.
Nickname? Birth certificate.
Birth certificate.
A birth certificate Boots? That's rare.
How do you nickname that? What's the starting point there?
Oh, I think the same way that you, someone's nickname would be Cricket. Which I know a cricket. It's not originating from the name. It's not a version of the original name. It's random. Just, you're just being called Boots or Cricket.
It's like calling you probably. I think you could get away with calling you probably. You dropped Ford.
I dropped the Ford just because I was trying branding wise and I saw it was available and I was like sick. And I just like picked it because I had a long username. So I thought probably Shannon was good. One day maybe I'll get married or change my last name. It'll be an easier step.
That's okay. And then, so I was looking at that. I was like, okay, we've dropped Ford. And then I was thinking.
I eloped.
I didn't. I'm hoping you eloped. Yeah. Well, no, I can't didn't. Elope.
No, I can't.
Don't do that to us. Mm-mm. Give us a front seat. Give us like photos.
Got it on it.
Well, you can elope and get photos.
Yeah.
But don't like deprive us of the wedding content.
Got it.
I would be very sad. But I thought she could be just probably. And I would know.
And you would know, yeah, the probably is the branding. So maybe one day, you know, does anyone on Instagram have probably? Should I just snag it? I did have to reach out to Meta, the new Facebook.
You had to contact Meta.
I had to contact Meta because I saw probably Shannon was available. I went to go change it to probably Shannon. And it was like, you have to contact, you have to submit a request or contact Meta because due to... your reach, I am so popular. Due to your reach, you can't change it right off the bat, I guess, because people would be like confused that I might be a fake account or not the account they know. So I had to reach out to Meta and get it like personally. I had to reach out to my agency and be like, can you guys, I don't have a contact at Meta. I'm like, can you get them to change it to probably Shannon? Whereas my brother and sister who stole my funny username forever ago, when they saw I dropped the Ford, they dropped the Ford, literally fucking copycats. And they just did it instantly on their phone and let them.
Oh, so you did have to contact.
Yeah, I had to contact him. I don't know if it had something to do with like a blue check or what. I have no idea. But like, yeah, I had to do that. So if I change it to probably, that would be crazy if I was just probably.
Like walking around, I'm like, that's probably.
I'm like Madonna.
I'm always like, that's probably Shannon Ford.
That's so
probably.
Funny.
I'm like, you could totally be a probably.
Guys, I'm going to try. I'm going to reach out to Meta.
So did you have to like call Meta? Oh my God. Guess what? I need to talk to Meta. Have you seen this whole, you don't have this problem, but The Weeknd also has this problem. So I have something in common with him. They're making me use Alexa. Like, I can't, like, my bio says Alexa.
Huh?
Because it's my birth name.
Oh, I thought you meant the robot Alexa. I was like, how are they forcing you to do that? That's so fucked up. Oh, my God. Big pharma somehow involved, right? Like, I'm like, what? My Alexa's, like, chirping off in the background right now. I'm like, how are they forcing you to use it?
Alexa's got to be, like, the most not named person. Like,
in our generation.
Yes. And whatever, like, Kylie Jenner named her kids. I feel like we're not doing those.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No one's doing those.
Alexa's a dying breed.
That's so funny. There has to be such little Alexas. I saw something the other day that was like, oh, no. What was it? And I laughed so hard. It was like, fear that the name, it was like, no one had been named. Did you see this meme? Why do I feel like we always get served the same things on our For You page? Producer Courtney doesn't know. Let's just go with, like, not Paul, but like it was something that you could kind of understand. It was like Bert or something, and it was like, no one's been named Bert since 1990. And I was like, well some things. And everyone's like, it won't exist anymore. I'm like, you guys, it's not an endangered species. Bert can have an expiration date, you know what I mean? Like,
you don't want Bert to come back?
No, I just don't think like no one's gonna like, you know, be up in arms about it.
Oh, you know what I mean? It's just not a powerful enough, like,
it was like, it's no one's been, the consensus was they had proof that no one had been named that since like the 1998, and they're like, so soon there will be no Berts left on the earth. And I'm like, that's okay,
I'm not mad about Bert.
It's all right.
I think like Linda's, Diane's, I'm ready for those to come back.
You want them to come back?
I'm not.
You're gonna
like
have
them.
A Linda and a Boots.
this is a little Linda. No,
this is Linda, this is Boots.
I can't do Linda actually, but I want somebody else to do it.
Okay.
Did you hear about the Alexa that witnessed a murder and couldn't tell anyone? Yeah, there was a murder and there was an Alexa in the room, and Amazon said, they know who did it, and they can't release it. Yes.
No.
Yes.
Surely they can. They're giving little fucking, like, they're giving perverts pictures of people, like, touching their boof holes, and they can't tell you who killed someone?
I think about it all the time. I'm like, that Alexa knows, and they can't release the file, because she's constantly recording.
Think about the guilt.
I don't think, I guess somebody needs to call Jeff and be like, can you give us that? But he says he can't legally.
Ugh, someone's got to put the robot in therapy at least. Something for her.
I agree with that. And I think somebody should just leak.
Yeah. Oh my God. Hackers happen all the time, right? Let's do it.
Yes. And then be like, don't tell anyone, but do put him in jail.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Just lock him up. This
Maybe
is who did it.
He could also be the hacker. So he's going to jail anyways for the murder. Two birds, one stone.
One stone, one jail cell.
One jail cell.
Have you been to jail?
I wish. God, I've talked about this before. I just feel like one, it would do so much for my credibility. But now at the age I'm at now, anything that I would go to jail for would be like highly like not cool. Mm. You know what I mean? Like I wish I could say like Anna Grace has been to jail for like silly, goofy, like underage drinking, like in the South. Like if you get caught underage drinking, like they legit take you to jail. It's like not a joke. Like it's so crazy. I feel like it's not that bad in northern states, and maybe in the Midwest are like, get home safe, we know your mom and them. And the right. South, they're like fucking serious about it. And so yeah, she's been to jail, and she told the whole story on the podcast, so I'm not like leaking this, but this is crazy about a mugshot. Mugshots are obviously public record, and there's these newspapers, I don't know if you guys had them, we had them all. When she said this, she was talking about in Tennessee, because she grew up in Memphis, and I was like, we had that in South Carolina. It's a newspaper called Just Busted. And they sell them at gas stations and other like local little places. And it's where they always try to find like the young pretty girl.
No!
or like the kids, like the mayor's son, whatever. And they put their it's a whole list. Now it's a whole list of, it's literally called Just Busted. It's a whole paper, maybe like 3 or 4 pages long, of mugshots and why they went to jail, whatever. But like I said, the most like, you know, the least that you'd expect always get put in the biggest picture, their mugshot blown up on the front. And Anna Grace was, imagine her. She's like this little bitty bop blonde.
Yeah.
And she's front and center on the front page of Just Busted. And it's her mugshot. And her dad went around to every gas station in like a fucking 50-mile radius and bought every, because you can't, it's public record. You can't get it taken down. He bought all the Just Busted papers so that she wouldn't have to like see them, or I guess people wouldn't see them. It was the saddest, sweetest thing. But yeah, I really would love to go to jail for 2 reasons. One, I was once at a time in jail talk on TikTok. It didn't look, you know, it looked kind of fun. I know it's not, and I don't want to speak because, listen, I know people are going to be listening to this like, my uncle's in jail. First of all, same sister, okay? Third of all, I don't want anyone to think that I'm, like, glamorizing jail, but I'm just saying, like, there were some people who had a really positive outlook in there. And they had phones, and they were TikToking.
Well, and they learn a lot.
And I just feel like there were a couple people who weren't, like, there were a couple people who were vibing.
Do you think it'd give you, like, street cred?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Like, Martha Stewart, are you fucking kidding me? Do you know how much cooler she got after she went to jail?
Did she get cooler?
Yes. Okay. She was literally friends. She's friends with Snoop Dogg now. Every comedian in the world is like, yo, Martha Stewart goes hard.
That's true.
Like, everyone was like, I fucking love Martha Stewart. See? And we're like, fuck yeah.
So, you're trying to do that.
Yeah, I'm trying to like just have people fuck with me. I'm trying to have people ask more questions about me. I'm trying to be on the front page of Just Busted.
Okay, you want to add a layer?
Yeah, I just feel like it would just give me some depth. But right now, I just know anything I went to jail for, it would not be chill.
Name your crime.
Name my crime? A passion. It would be a passion. Gosh, I don't know.
What are like, passion crimes? What are those?
A crime Murder. Of passion would be, yeah. Well, no, it's really any crime you commit within passion. So if you were at a supermarket and you were really fucking, you were passionate about something and you knocked down a whole aisle, you'd probably go to jail for destruction of property, and it might be considered a crime of passion.
And is there like something like less about a crime of passion?
Crime of passions usually are involved with like love or something of the sorts, or something you're really passionate about. Like, I don't know. Actually, I could be making all this up. I lie all the time.
How long do you want to go to jail for?
I'd like to go to jail long enough that people take me seriously for going to jail. Short enough that I don't really, I'd like to go long enough to get ripped as well, because they always come back fucking ripped. Did you see Teresa Giudice came back fucking shredded?
Looks great.
Everyone comes back from jail shredded.
Looks great.
I don't want to discredit my boyfriend's workout plans, but like just go to jail, you know what I mean? Like you come back fucking yoked.
I think there's something to be said about that.
Agreed.
And if you go for like 3 days, then people are like, okay, you don't even, like then you don't.
I want to go way longer than 3 days. Yeah. I want to go not a full year, not half a year. I'd love to go for 4 months.
I was going to say 3 to 4 months, because then like your relationships don't change. People are like, I'll wait on her to get out.
Yeah.
They're not going to leave you.
Totally. Yeah. People would be visiting me all the time. My mom would give me so much money for like snacks and shit.
Sharon Kate, is that how you can get money? You can take money.
Concessions. They have like, yeah. They've got like extra money you can buy. Like maybe I become a smoker too.
Yes.
Just in jail. Just I come out. I smoke now. They're like, oh, she went to jail.
She just got out.
She just got out.
Of course she's smoking.
Smoking.
Yeah, the exit like video of you like carrying your
I'm
viral
cowboy boots.
add a sound to it.
100%.
Just jacked.
Okay, let's talk about food, or more so, let's talk about eating.
I know that for some people, eating can be an emotional experience. Maybe you're like me and you think of or turn to food when you're happy and celebrating. And also you turn to food sometimes when you're sad. Everyone is different. So when it comes to managing your weight, it makes sense that Noom has taken a very personalized, psychology-based approach. Noom is changing the game, honestly, with weight management. Because you know how a lot of weight programs out there focus on what you eat? Well, Noom is using science to help you understand why you eat. And that's a big difference. Noom's psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain, because that's what we should be focusing on, not these short-term easy fixes, but truly building habits that will last a lifetime. James is always telling me that the habits that you build every day and you implement into your daily life help build and produce the real results, not just trying to change the number on the scale, but changing our mentality overall. Noom is super personalized as well. You've got coaches there helping you every step of the way, and they're humans, not robots, thank God. The best part, you decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. So it's great for any busybodies out there, and they break down your eating choices and help you better understand why you might be having certain cravings. Also, the steps they give you are gonna be ones that you can apply and put into practice on day one. So what are you waiting for? Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Wait, okay, I have a question about, because you mentioned James' workout plan. You posted this thing on your story and you were like, get you a boyfriend like this.
Yeah.
What remind me of it? Have you talked about it?
No, I haven't. Someone was asking, he did a question and answer Q&A thing, ask me anything. And someone asked him, how do you get rid of lower body fat? I was like, yes. Great question. I would like, you know, I'm not out here saying I have the world's largest pooch or anything, but like all women, I feel like at some point, whether it's like the week of our period or, you know, just anything, we like carry weight, you know, in our nether region right here under the belly button.
Different weeks.
The pooch, you know, like,
yes.
If you don't have a pooch, good for you. But I think everyone listening here is like, oh, fucking yeah, sometimes I have a pooch. Sometimes you wear a dress, you're like, my pooch is showing. And I was like, oh, great question. I'd love to know. And I had a feeling he'd say something like, you know, you can't target certain areas of your body. You can't whatever. His answer, I was like, chef's kiss. Literally, I'll give you a blowjob immediately. I love you. He basically said like, and he, this is a man of, like, he is obsessed with researching things. So, like, he probably either already knew the answer to this or just, like, really looked into it. And his answer was basically that, like, women are meant to have more tissue there. We are meant to have all of this, like, extra cushion there in order to protect our organs that grow a child one day, in order to protect our organs that may or may not grow a child, but just, like, shed once a month in order for us to, you know, have our periods, et cetera. Like, all the reasons that we have these female organs, like, it's absolutely, I wish I screenshotted it. I probably did somewhere, but like, because I'm butchering his answer, but it was like, it's absolutely perfectly normal to have this. Like, you can eat healthy all you want, you can work out all you want, but like, that's okay. Like, you just be like, you're totally fine to have that. That's a very normal thing to have, and people should normalize it. He also really talks about cellulite, and he like says how you should really normalize, like, that's just like the way our cells of our body grow. Sometimes it's genetic, sometimes it's not, sometimes it's simply just like what our bodies have. You could be like the skinniest person in the world and have cellulite. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm so tired of hearing people be like, this fat burning exercise gets rid of cellulite. He's like, cellulite's fine to have. It's skin. It's our body. And I'm like, that's just nice. It's just nice to hear a male perspective of saying, like, pooch isn't cellulite. Like, fucking who cares?
No, I thought it was great. I think he said at the end, too, in fact, you should want to keep it. Like, it's, like,
yeah,
necessary. And I thought that answer was so
nice,
well thought out. It kind, yeah, but yeah. And, like, factual.
Where he was, yeah, he wasn't like he was trying to, like, get brownie points with the woman. I think he was actually shocked whenever I reshared it. I kept showing him, like, look at this person said, look at this person. And he's like, oh, really? He was literally just, like, speaking facts.
Like,
he's
this, like, is, of course, I read, like, it.
This is fine to have. This is not like, I'm a coach and like, you can have a pooch. Like, it's not, it's, if you want to call it a pooch, even if that, but yeah,
I thought really that good. Was, I read that and I thought about it a lot since then. I was like, that was an awesome answer. Cause I didn't actually know that.
What makes me feel better too, sometimes just like dating someone and you're not self-conscious about certain things. Like, I don't know. It's just nice. It's nice to hear it. Like I said, we shouldn't care what men think, but like, well, we do. And like I do, you know? And so it's nice to just hear that. I'm like, hell yeah, brother.
Yes. Yeah, no, the cellulite thing's nice too.
Mm-hmm.
I just love that.
It is what it is.
It sure is.
Whatever. We have great personalities.
We have phenomenal personalities. Highly social.
Yeah.
Can I ask you the three questions that I submitted?
Yes, wait, we have to preface this because everyone's going to be like, oh my God, I'm Alex Bennett came on your podcast and you're just talking about yourself all the time. Alex asked her followers to ask me questions, which I love because I love myself. So anyways, keep going.
Because I love me.
This was Alex's idea, though.
But I thought, I was like, I want to ask you.
It'd be fun.
Okay.
And can I come on Mean Girls Pod sometime?
Absolutely, yes.
I'd love to.
100%. We're getting like, we had guests and we didn't have guests. Now we have guests again.
Oh,
we had Girls Gotta Eat on. Do you know them?
Girls Gotta Eat?
Yep.
I know their podcast, but I don't think I know them personally.
They were lovely and they were so much fun.
Sounds fun.
They would be, that would be like you. Where did I screenshot them? Okay, well, my intern, she messaged me and she's like, if you don't submit, I didn't know she was obsessed with you.
I love her.
She's like, if you don't submit this question. And I was like, okay.
I'm dying to hear.
Well, because she and her friends are like, they're 21 living in New York, right?
The dream.
The dream, like going on double dates, single dates. I mean, like tearing through the city. I'm having
love.
I'm having so much fun. Like living through her. She'll show me like spreadsheets of the, I mean, like, I'm like, where are we going on the date? I mean, it's the best. So she said to ask you.
Okay.
Two red flags about boys.
Two red flags about boys. Okay.
Let's go first date red flags.
First date red flags. I mean, fuck. It's like, I haven't like, I've not gone on so many first dates. I love this new era that all these girls are in that is very like 90s of them where they're all like actually going on dates versus like, I feel like we were kind of in the like we were obsessed with the, we're talking, we're just hanging out. And like, they're like, no, we're being courted motherfuckers. Like Gen Z's like court me bitch. And we're like, okay, you just talked about being courted. Like, I love that. So I'm trying to think, I think just red flags in general, I cannot fucking stand a guy that's like a weird like amount of like know-it-all where he tries to teach you everything or show you everything. Like there was actually a guy that I briefly very like minusculely saw in New York for a tiny bit, and he was a good bit older than me, and he just like was like, I don't know, I would say something interesting, like I told him a fun fact about like this building that I was like, did you know that? And he like looked at me and was like, that might have impressed someone else, but of course I know that. Like and he said like, of course I know that. And I was like, did you know you could buy the airspace above a building, like you can buy the air? And he was like, instead of being like, oh yeah, so crazy, I knew that, he was like, of course I knew that. He's like, of course I knew that. He called me sweetie or babe or something like premature, but he's like, of course I knew that, sweetie. Like I've lived here for 20 years. And I was like, oh, okay. And he was like, and then when I was like, you know, in my shell, like, oh, okay, shit, sorry. He was like, no. I'm sure that would have impressed one of your other little boys, but I've been here. I was like, literally, like,
no, like, that's bad. That's...
Like, and I don't know if he thought he was being so like Ricky Suave. Like there is some girl out there, I'm sure, that'd be like, but I was like, fuck off.
Like, some girls, like, he knows so much.
He knows so much. Oh my God. And I was like, fuck you. But don't call me sweetie. But yeah, I that, and I just genuinely don't like a guy that's like, I mean, I think any guy that's like on his phone at all, if it was a first date, like I'm just straight up like, don't touch your phone while we're talking. Like unless you're showing me something or we're talking about something, like a guy that, and I know it's so like easy to think of. You'll leave and I'll think of like a bunch of really good red flags. I'm probably really letting your intern down here. But like, I genuinely think touching your phone at all during a first date, I'm like, what are you doing?
I'm trying to think of her scenarios. Does he have to pay?
No, I'm, but all my friends tell me like, you've got to stop doing that. But I like, I don't know, I should really like look into this with a therapist, but like I have this like obsession with trying to like pay for things for guys. And I don't know if it's because in my previous relationships, I was always like making maybe a little bit more money than and I always kind of like felt like I had to do that. I also never want, I feel like if we split something, here's what I just explained to Taylor just the other day. And she's like, you have to get out of that mindset. Like, that's not how people think. But I was like, I'm going to pay for it all. And James, for instance, he's always like, let me pay for this. And I'm like, we got in a fight about it one time. Like, he was like, I really don't want you to pay for everything. Like, I mean, I can't believe it was a fight. Like, most girls are listening to this are like, you are such a dumb bitch. But like, for me, I was like, why are you getting angry? He's like, I want to be able to pay for stuff sometimes, Shannon. Like, you always, because I would just grab the check. Like, and I realized I did that, I think, because I thought like, okay, let's say we're going on a trip or something. I'll be like, oh, I'll pay for it. That way if James doesn't have a super fun time and it's my idea for the trip, he's not like, I just spent $2,000 on this. He's like, no, Shannon, if I didn't have, and I explained this to him, you know, if I didn't have a super fun time, I would just be like, bummer, we spent that money on that and didn't have a super fun time. He's like, I wouldn't blame, like, what do you mean? And I was like, I don't know. I'm fucked in the head about payments. Like, I think, I just like, but James has like changed. He's been like, you will let me pay for stuff. And like, he's like, I am going to pay for things. This is an equal partnership. At most, we are going to split it. But most of the time, let me pay for it. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, that's fascinating that you would want to pay thinking that he might not have fun and you would want to absorb that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm getting really flushed thinking about it, actually. Like, okay. I don't know. Like the other day we went to Lululemon and we went up into the register and I don't know if you work at Lululemon, you're going to fucking flag his account for this, but he has like a personal trainer discount code. And so he got all of our stuff. But I mean, I got a fair amount of stuff, like, which wasn't actually that many things at Lululemon, but it was like $500 worth of stuff. And when we left, I was like, let me give you the money for it. He's like, it's a gift. And I went into like, I was like,
I don't deserve it. I don't want it.
I don't know what to do. Like, yeah, I'm not.
Do you feel like if a guy gives you a gift, you're like in debt to them for like a second or no?
no, I just think he's not gonna do it again. I don't know how to explain it. I'm like, that was my one gift.
And I wanted something else.
I don't want this to be my gift. I want something else. Like, I don't know. I'm getting really hot. I should really go to therapy about this. I don't know. Like, I don't understand why it makes me so uncomfortable for people to buy. Not people. If someone bought me stuff, I'd be like, thank you. Like, I deserve it. But like, if a boyfriend I was dating, or if my parents did that, I'm like, don't buy them that. Don't buy me that. I don't know.
That's okay. That's just fascinating. Not right or wrong. It's just fascinating.
So for first dates, I do think they should pay. I really do. But like, I'm a offer. Like, I'm always going to be like, actually, I've gotten better. If I was on a first date, I don't go on first dates anymore. But when I was dating, I told my friends, I will always offer to split and I will not fight them back. I will not fight them back if they say like, no, let me get it. I'll be like, oh, well, I really appreciate that. Thank you.
So you do one offer.
The one. And I mean it. I mean it from my core.
Right.
Really love to split this.
But if they let you split it, you don't leave and be like, oh, he let me split it. You meant I want to split it with you.
Definitely tell my friends, like, he let me split it. I'm like, yeah, it's kind of weird. He did let me split it. They're like, really? We told you shouldn't fucking offer. Yeah, that's what they would say.
Okay. That's actually fair. Because then it's like, is that on you because you offered? I don't know. I think it's a minefield. Okay, those are your red flags.
I've got better ones. I've really got better ones. I've got to think about this. So I've told y'all that I'm trying to save money recently. I am trying to be better about it, okay? But the cold hard facts are that I am simply always gonna be buying food, things for my new house, and just straight up like everyday items like deodorant or toothpaste, right? Like, I need these things. I've gotta have those things. Also, maybe a little treat for myself every once in a while. Okay, sue me. But the trick that I've been using lately is Ibotta, because you get cash back on all these things that you were already gonna buy anyways. It's like free money. And with inflation right now, I think we can all agree that something as simple as uploading your receipt when you get back home from shopping is an easy enough task. When doing that means that you get the money to spend and use towards something fun. The average Ibotta user gets up to $120 a year in just straight up cash back from shopping. That's a flight somewhere or a fancy steak dinner that you won't feel so guilty about. And it's just so easy. That's the thing about Ibotta. They give you real cash back, not all these point situations that other apps do. Real money, the green stuff that we know and love. You can put it in your bank account, PayPal, gift cards, whatever, but it's money, not points. Places that I use Ibotta the most are Sephora, you know, I'm a makeup queen, Lowe's for stuff for my house, Best Buy for my business expenses, and so many more. And right now, Ibotta is offering my listeners $5 just by trying Ibotta by using the code PROBABLY when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play and download the free Ibotta app and use code PROBABLY. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use code PROBABLY.
All right, if you had across the street, there was just like a brick building and you could do anything with it and budget was not a thing, what are you building?
Like a brick and mortar store or restaurant or anything I wanted?
Anything you want.
Okay.
Spray tan parlor, a tequila joint. Social area.
I would. I'm trying to think because my brain immediately went like, what makes the most money? What makes the most money? But let's just say like money's not an option. And it's truly just a passion of mine.
Okay.
I would do a sick bar. Like, I would love to. The restaurant and bar industry is the last thing I want to get into because it just sounds grueling, exhausting, hard work, and like so much little reward for what you'd get. But like, if money wasn't an option, if I was literally just like a billionaire coasting, I'd love to open up a little joint, a little spot, like Shannon, like the probably a bar.
Oh, probably a bar.
Your wife calls, where are you at? Probably a bar. You know? Don't fucking steal that either, you fuckers. I will come for you. I have it trademarked.
You got to trademark that.
Got to.
That's the best. What my wife called, where are you? Probably a bar.
Probably a bar.
No, where are you?
No, where are you? Probably a bar.
No, not probably. Where the fuck are you?
Could be at a bar.
Could be at a bar called probably.
Yeah. There was a bar in my college town, which I actually have said this before. A lot of people reached out saying like we had one of those in my college town too. There's a bar called The Library. When your parents saw it on the credit card list.
The library. Genius. Mm-hmm. Okay, do you think you're too social, and does how social you are affect like your relationship with James?
Yes.
Okay. You think you're too social?
Yeah, I think I'm like always trying to make sure everyone feels comfortable, everyone feels like loved, everyone feels spoken to and seen, which is great because I am social enough to do all those things. And so like in a crowd of people, like we just did CMA Fest, and I could tell that James was genuinely and truly exhausted from like meeting every girl that I've ever met for a 1 second period of my life. But I'm not gonna not speak to that person when I see them. I'm not gonna make them feel like, oh, Shannon was there and she didn't even say anything to me. Shannon was there and I said hey to her and you could tell she immediately walked away, which with a couple people, I should have done that. that because like I didn't really know him that well. But instead I was like, this is James. James, this is so-and-so. And like, I mean, I must have done it for like an hour. And like, I don't know if James at that point was really having so much fun. But like, yeah, it affects our relationship sometimes because like I will just make sure that I'm social. I'm always shaking hands, kissing babies.
But you're like inherently social. Like, do you charge being social or do you charge being alone? Oh, you said being alone.
Being alone. But like, God, I'm like a fucking Duracell Instapack. I was so exhausted right before Courtney came over and we had a lot to do today, but I did my blue tape walkthrough. I'll spare the details. I just did so many things and I drank 2 cups of coffee on an empty stomach. And I was like, oh my gosh. And then I literally like went into that dark room. And when I say I literally got under the covers, full of makeup, full hair in this outfit, got under the covers, like closed my eyes, not slept, not anything, just like closed my eyes and just like thought about whatever I wanted to think about for 4.5 minutes. And I was like, ding.
Wow.
Yeah. And she came over and I don't think I seemed out of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you just like, you knew, you were like, I have to do this.
Yeah. But James knows. He'll be like, I'll be like, can you just walk away for a second? He's like, yeah. And he's like that. She's like, I need a little piece of quiet for a second. So he like went into the room, did whatever he had to do. And I just like sat and I just needed like silence.
Wow.
But I mean, for literally 4 minutes.
I mean, 4 minutes is pretty impressive turnaround. Okay. If you open
your bounce back rate is fast.
That if there's one thing about you, I do know. Well, I was thinking two things. One, you're kind of, if I saw you at a place and you didn't say hi, because you always say hi.
Yeah.
I would be like, but she's trained us all that she's going to say hi.
Yeah. Yeah. You would. My dad's like that though. My mom's a very personal, but very like social person too. But like my dad is like exhausting with it. You know what I mean? Like he always remembers everyone's name. He always makes someone feel like someone, you know, like if you are literally changing the oil in his car, he's like, and again, but what's your name? And they're like, Frank. And he's like, Frank. Thank you, Frank. Okay, so Frank, here's the thing. And he's going to say your name 4 or 5 times. Like, he's going to make you feel important and feel seen. And, like, I just always, I want people to do that. And there are sometimes, of course, there are just sometimes I simply cannot, right?
You're just tapped out and you're like, I can't do it today.
Yeah, but, like, for the most part, I'm always going to do that, which could be exhausting to my friends and family, yeah.
But very special to the people that you're talking to.
Thanks.
And they remember it. Okay, if you could open your phone and email anyone and you have their email address.
Okay.
Who are you emailing and what are you saying?
If I could email anyone, I would probably email... I would probably email producer Courtney and be like, hey, am I like missing anything this week? Although we usually text, we don't email, but like I wouldn't email her because I live in this constant fear that I'm forgetting something. But like even people say like, why don't you get an assistant? I'm like, I wouldn't know what to tell her. I'd forget to tell her what to do.
You would email producer Courtney over like Kim Kardashian?
Oh, I thought I had to have their email already.
No, anybody on the planet. I
love
like,
you, producer Courtney.
I was like,
I thought you was weird. Producer Courtney's face was like, what? She's like, are you trying to kiss my ass? Like, you don't have to say this. Oh,
and you're great, but she can't email you.
Oh, I thought you were like, who are you reaching for immediately? I'm like, producer Courtney's always on speed dial. Oh my God, I didn't understand the question. Okay.
Anyone.
Email threw me off.
They do have to be alive though.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Email. Okay. If I could email anyone, I'm emailing. Ooh. I would email someone like who's the lady I just reposted her thing? She comes on everyone's podcast. She's actually pretty accessible. Barbara, what's up?
This might do it.
This could do it. Barbara, Shark Tank Barbara.
Oh,
Corcoran. Yeah. And she's like a wealth of knowledge. I would, if I could email them and they had to respond, like thoughtfully respond to what I was asking or saying, mm-hmm. I would email her and I'd be like, wait, what's up? What do you think is missing in the space right now? What do you think is a really good, like go ahead for me? I'll just pour all my money into it. What are we twerking with over here? Mm-hmm. And she had to respond to me and she like had to tell me.
And had to give you at least what she's thinking.
Yeah, yeah. She had to be honest. It doesn't have to be a, you know, award-winning answer. It could be, I try it out and it doesn't work. But whatever she truly is thinking is the next fucking thing to just like blow up. I'd be like, what you think about Barbara?
And Barbara's like, I don't know. I think spray tans have a gap.
There's a gap in spray tans for dead people. And I'd be like, Barbara, we're on the same page.
Would you go on Shark Tank if you had something?
Yes, duh, for the publicity alone.
You would kill it on Shark
Tank. You know, there's so many people who go on Shark Tank, they don't get picked up by the sharks, and then they literally get picked up by someone else.
Yes.
Or someone comes in and says, like, here's what you were missing in your pitch. I will help you fill that gap, and, like, let's start a business. Yeah, like, people thrive on Shark Tank, even if they don't have an idea that gets picked up by them.
What do you think about breaking down boxes? Like, okay, so you get it. You just got an Amazon package. But that was in the, what is that called? Package form, not the box form. I was... opening a box yesterday.
Bane of my existence.
And then I taped the bottom part and I'm breaking it down.
I wonder, and I don't mean to sound like a real big fucking annoying bitch right now, but I wonder, do people who aren't influencers, do they get as many boxes? Producer Courtney, do you get as many boxes? Do you get a fuck ton of boxes? And you're like, I hate breaking down boxes.
Not as many as you do.
But like, do you think in your day, I actually think about how boxes really bother me, like because I have such a vast amount of them, which I sound like an asshole because I'm very thankful for all the free things people are sending me. But like, you don't think about it that often, huh? She's not thinking about it.
That's a good point.
We just get a lot of boxes.
Cause it's the break. And I want,
and y'all are in New York. See, in Nashville, I would just throw the boxes in my garage. And yeah, and I would have someone, there's like a, we pick up junk people. I'd have them come pick up all my boxes. Like, you don't have the space. You have to break down the box. I'm in this apartment now. I have to break down the box, flatten it, put it in the recycling bin. And it's annoying.
And I'm very adamant about that because I'm like, if I don't break it down, then my doorman's breaking it down and my name's on it.
Yeah.
And he's like, Alex, break down the, and so I break them all down, but I sit there and I'm like, there's just got to be like a little bit, and it's, you know, it's like a little thing of lip gloss and it's a big box. And I'm like,
I think this is a niche problem that only the privileged are having. This might be one of those first world problems.
You think the boxes?
I think we're being it's a niche complaint.
Dang. I know. We could help the planet.
We should do a little inner work.
Just what? Keep breaking them down?
No, we should just be like thankful for the free shit and stop complaining about the boxes.
Oh, so be like, okay. So you're like, I'm buying it down. Shit. Oh, I was like, these were Amazon, but a lot of them. Okay. Just be like, yeah.
Yeah, we should just break them down.
Yeah.
People are dying. People are going to jail. They need spray tans.
I don't know. I mean, I agree with that.
We could do a poll. You should ask the people. I feel like most people would be like, I don't think about it.
Really? Mm-hmm. But I think we could simplify it too. I think we can make them smaller. I think we can make it faster. I think we could do less tape. I think we could do less product. I think we could do less.
That's true.
Like less trash. Like
Amazon does a good job because you don't have to even use a knife anymore. You can pop them open. That string tape, that's nice.
You can pop them open. And you know what else I was thinking? If Amazon hasn't thought of it, then it's not probably happening.
I thought you were about to say something they haven't thought of. I was like, I'm listening. And then I was like, oh, you're saying like, if they haven't, we haven't.
And they're dropping packages from drones.
Literally.
And you can, what's the new thing you can do on the iPhone? Not leave a message.
You can, my friends will be so happy. Anyone that leaves you a voice note, it will transcribe them like voicemails do. But you can also, James would say your torch is on. He calls them flash out a torch. You can leave a FaceTime voicemail now.
That's it.
Which a lot of people might say is just a video. One time I said out loud, I'm so annoyed. Why can't I leave a voicemail from FaceTime? Because it said FaceTime unavailable. And I was like, why can't I leave a voicemail? And someone was like, you can take a video and send it. And I was like, nah, that's crazy.
No, I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't do that. That's fucking weird.
But and then they can do something with you. I know what I was thinking of. What? If we can do this, then the boxes probably can be done. Okay, so what the world's doing with our eyes, you know how when you check into the airport, do you have clear?
I have TSA pre-check. I don't see the reason for clear if you have pre-check, but I understand why people have it.
Correct. Okay, so I don't have TSA, but you can sign up for clear at the airport, so I have it.
Right.
So they scan my eyes and they know it's me. Mm-hmm. And then, like, our phones can read our face. What's going to start happening is we're going to be walking around. There's going to be these cameras that can scan us, and they can tell your level of, like, stress.
Oh, that'd be nice.
They can tell could harm society. So it's a good thing like that.
Oh, my God, but I, like, literally always operate at the highest stress, and I do my best work. But they'd be like, oh, they'd throw me in jail.
That could be your crime.
That would be the crime. That'd be fantastic. And I'd be like in jail, like calling people, like writing my senators, like I will work well under pressure. Like, let me out. But really, I'd be like, don't let me out, dude. Let me stay in here for a little bit. Let me marinate. Yeah, yeah, that'd
keep
be cool.
Me in here. That could be your crime. I think it's cool, though. I think like if you can do that, then like the world can pretty much do anything. FaceTime, voicemails.
Great. Yeah, that was elite. And you know what? That was definitely something that Apple was like, this is so fucking stupid, but everyone's been asking for this. And everyone, by the way, when they said that, everyone was like, oh! Like everyone lost their fucking mind at the Apple convention when they announced it. And really, they are probably laughing at their fucking giant conference table because they're like, literally, it's a fucking video. You can just send a video, but for some reason,
it's different. I'm with them. I was very excited about it.
I agree.
On the account of it's going to be right there.
Right there. So easy. Right immediately. Real talk, I was at dinner last night and this stunning, gorgeous girl stopped me and said, and I quote, Shannon, your packing tips saved my life. So clearly I know what I'm talking about when I tell you that I am the queen of packing. Like, honestly, I should win an award. And here's the thing. What does packing start with? Luggage. So it better be good. I've tried them all so that you don't have to. You're welcome. And bar none, the best on the market is Bays. The way this luggage will solve all of your problems is insane. Beginning with my personal favorite aspect, the overweight indicator. Ain't no one trying to have all their luggage spread out for the world to see at a Delta counter while you're trying to remove a pair of shoes, a curling iron, and two pill bottles, all the while your thongs are flying out the side because your bag was 4.5 pounds overweight. Welp, not anymore. The base luggage has this little red dot on the side that will come up if your luggage is overweight. Iconic. It's also got this little like stress ball squishy cushion on the underside of the handle for comfort while you pull it, and it just glides like a dream because there is nothing worse than a suitcase that doesn't roll right. I have two of their Weekender bags, and I've given one as a gift before because they are just iconic. It slides right over your suitcase to sit on. It's carry-on friendly. It's got so many amazing interior pockets, and my favorite thing, this genius underneath zipper compartment for shoes to save space. Like, truly, they thought of everything. Functionality aside, though, we've all seen the Base owner, Shay Mitchell, and she's about the most fabulous and fashionable gal there is. So you already know Base luggage is chef's kiss on the aesthetic side of things. Like, it looks so chic, so trendy. It's always the vibe when you're traveling, okay? I simply will never use anything but Base. And also, they just came out with so many cool bright colors in addition to their classic neutral colorways. I could talk about them for hours, but I'll get to the discount, all right? Right now, Base is offering our listeners 15% off your first purchase by visiting basetravel.com/probably. Go to basetravel.com/probably for 15% off your first purchase. That's BEIS travel.com/probably. Okay, I did. I'm like, let me make sure I didn't have one more thing in my notes that I want to talk about. I really wanted to talk about this Titanic submarine with you.
Oh, ooh, I've been seeing that. What's going on with that? I haven't seen Titanic.
Oh, so this is perfect. What? Oh my God. Okay, we were just going to talk about this off camera, but like that reaction has to stay in here. Okay. All right. So really quick, I wanted to talk to Alex. It is a crying shame that this reaction wasn't on your own podcast, because this would be great video footage for y'all. I wanted to talk to you about the Titanic submarine, to which you responded, oh my God, I wanted to talk about that. I haven't seen the Titanic.
I haven't seen it. I've been seeing the clip on Instagram. I've seen the photo of the Titanic Instagram. You know one of my favorite sayings? Those two will rearrange the furniture on the Titanic while it goes down. Like, you ever know a couple and you're like, y'all are going to self-implode, but like the boat's going down and they're up there like, the couch should go here.
Right.
I do like that saying. I have not seen the movie.
Well, here's great news. Here's great news about what we're about to talk about.
Don't have to see it.
You don't have to see the Titanic movie at all. You didn't even have to know it existed. What you do have to know is that the Titanic happened. But Kate Winslet, you didn't even have to... You don't have to watch her do anything with Leonardo DiCaprio. Not a thing.
Why?
Because let me tell... You're seriously? Okay. All right. Here we go. Okay. So...
No, I don't know. I've just seen the photos. I didn't read it.
I feel like I'm sitting with Anna Grace. Anna Grace knows nothing about pop culture, but I would assume you would have seen... Okay. I'm just going to go. So we can wrap this up. The podcast's about to end. We'll wrap it up here. This is hilarious. I'm about to self-implode. This is so funny. Okay. So the Titanic, obviously, you know what happened there.
Iceberg,
big old ship goes down, correct, as of recent in the past. I don't know. When did we officially find the Titanic? So they actually found the Titanic in 85. The movie came out probably in the 90s or the early 2000s. Producer Courtney's going to fact check all of this. See, I didn't come prepared with this information because I didn't think it would actually be necessary. Okay, the movie came out in 97. They found the Titanic in 85. You've got to see the movie. You've got to see the movie.
At this point, I think I can't.
Okay, so basically, anyways... Forever now, we've been exploring the Titanic because we actually found the remains of it from the actual event happening of the ship sinking, right? This actually happened in real life, not just the movie. And as of recently, in the past like couple years, so there is now this submarine, or they're calling it a submersible, that can go down. It's called the company's called Ocean Gate, which me immediately I'm like, it sounds like a scandal. You guys are fucking idiots. Horrible name. But it's called Ocean Gate, and you can pay $250,000 to get in a submarine with like five other billionaires who are paying $250,000 to get in a submarine and go down and look. And by the time this podcast comes out, everyone's gonna be like, we heard this, but maybe not.
You might not have heard it.
You can pay all that money and you can get in the submarine, and they take you to go look at the wreckage of the Titanic through a submarine, like the real like scientists and people do. It's like you get to be an astronaut for a day, you know what I mean? Like these real, like just real everyday folks who also happen to be billionaires can have the opportunity to get in a submarine and go look at the Titanic wreckage up close in
a
submarine.
How long is the trip?
I don't know too many details. All I know is that like it's been going on ish for a while ish. Like here's what it looks like, right? You only go for 96 hours.
What is the, wait? Oh, just can we get that math? Hold on, let me do that. Is there a bed? Is there an episode I can listen to on this?
That might actually be wrong. Maybe it's just been gone for 96 hours. Okay, I don't know.
$2,600 an hour.
There's less than 40 hours of oxygen supply. Yeah, so you go for 96 hours. I think the trip is 96 hours, and it's the size of like a minivan. So maybe you sleep sitting up and you just know that comes with the, I don't know. I could be getting these facts wrong here.
Do you even sleep? You know what I mean? Like 96 hours.
I don't know, but I'll tell you what. I didn't think I'd have to go this far into depth in the story, but I really just wanted your opinion, but this is great because we're getting on the forefront. So this has been wildly, they have no actual, there's been a lot of standards that this obviously billionaire company that is even launching the submarine is surpassing all these standards. There's a couple things inside that have like just, you know, just really sketchily placed inside the submarine, like camping lights and like little things like you would think for that much money they would just have like a baller ass submarine, right?
Yeah.
But no, they're like bragging, like, and the whole thing is controlled from this, and they hold up like an Xbox controller. You're like, what? That's fucking crazy. And so, but you know how rich people like love to be like, we're just like slumming it, you know? So maybe they like rent that. I don't know. So if I was rich, I would love to be fucking rich. I'd be like, I'm rich. Like, I would love to not slum it. But maybe some people like they feel like this weird thing where they're like, yeah, we're going to a submarine. It's so camp. Like, I don't know. And so, anyways, it's been missing. It's gone.
What?
It's gone.
That's the story?
Yeah, so as of now, that's why everyone's freaking out about it. But
that's the hook.
Yeah, it's gone. Like, it's gone. Like, so there's five people on it. They're all basically billionaires. And
they're missing with the billionaires?
One's like an 18. It's sad because one's a 19-year-old kid son of the billionaires. I mean, I can't believe you don't know this. I love your reaction. Hold on. Titanic submarine.
The way you told that made it seem like that the whole kick was they just came out with the fact that you could go.
No, it's been a thing, but everyone's been saying this isn't really safe, and this company's like, bah, bish bosh, like the billionaires are paying for it. Everyone's like, it keeps failing these things, and people have come out. There was a whistleblower for OceanGate who came out in 2018, so this has been going on since for a while now. In 2018, a whistleblower came out and said, this is not that safe. People should not be doing this. They should not be offering this, but it's been successful so many times. They're like, shut the fuck up. Fired the whistleblower, and it kind of all just got swept under the rug, and all the billionaires were like, whatever, everyone, all the other billionaires are doing it, why can't I do it? And so there's been a lot of successful things, but there has been proven in print and like on record people being like, this is not safe, and they still just kept doing it. Billionaires kept signing up for it. So missing Titanic submersible live update, search expands exponentially. There are five occupants on board. It's billionaires.
You're Titanic me sub. It's called OceanGate.
It's called OceanGate. Yeah, I mean, terrible.
I wondered why you slipped that in there earlier, and I was like, this is fine.
So there's not that much. There's not that much. It says, yeah, I mean, sorry. It's just like, there's only eight. I mean, it's people are like counting down the minutes. There's only 18 hours of oxygen left. Because we know how much hours of oxygen are left on the thing. So people are, so this was posted on Twitter 12 minutes ago. There's only 18 hours left for the people missing in the Titanic submarine to be found alive with oxygen.
You told the story backwards.
It's locked. No, it's great because we love a hit. It's locked. You can't unlock it from this. So it's not like even if they were on the ocean floor and they were like, out of the last ditch effort, we're going to open it and I'll make a swim for it. You can't. It's only locked. You can only open it from the outside.
So somebody abducted them all that's inside of it.
No, it was probably a fucking shoddy ass submarine that all these billionaires shouldn't have been on, and it broke.
Broken? You don't think it's stolen?
No. It broke. They shouldn't have been on it. Everyone's been saying it's not safe.
How can they not find it?
Because it's literally the ocean depth. Like that. These you have to. I don't know. Actually, shouldn't someone be able to find it? That's a mystery. No one can find it.
Who's trying?
A lot of people. So many people. Actually,
that's why I'm like, how are they not finding
world,
it?
The whole world's trying to find it.
Everyone that has a submarine just.
No. Hey, on the count of three, everyone who has a submarine, get out there.
Well, who's like not?
It's more complicated than that. They can't find it.
Clearly.
And listen to this. This is what's blowing up right now. Cardi B just made a statement about this. The Cardi B says, because Brian Sass' decision to attend a Blink 182 concert while his stepfather, Hamish Harding, remains missing aboard the Titanic submersible. So he went to a Blink 182 concert.
I did see this. I thought that he was... And I saw that he was missing. I didn't know why.
He's not missing. His stepfather's missing, and he went to a concert.
And she said, I'd rather be broke.
And she said, I'd rather be broke and loved. Yeah.
Wait, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I'd be like, yo, if I come back from the submersible and I'm like, what were you guys doing? It's like that whole like conundrum of like, I wish I could watch my own funeral because I'm like self-obsessed. So I'd love to see what people said about me. I'd love to see who showed up, who cried. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what was the vibe? Mm-hmm. What was the vibe of my funeral? And that if I came back from the submersible after everyone thought I died and I was like, so what were you guys doing? And my daughter was like, I went to a Blink 182 concert. I'd be like, get your ass in your fucking room. Like, uh-huh. You went to a fucking Blink 182 concert. You better be 23 because nobody fucking likes you.
I would be, distraught.
I'd be upset. Yeah. He says...
And there's no way to communicate with this.
The stepson of British billionaire Hamid... No. They lost communication. That's how it all started. It all started like they were like, whoa, we lost communication. And they just thought they were going to be like, oopsie poopsie, our communication failed, but we're back. Like they were like, we lost communication. Now they're like, now they've been missing for a full day. Now it's been 2 days. Now they have 18 hours left of their oxygen. Yeah, now it's like real time. People are counting down the...
We got to follow this for the next 18 hours.
Also, by the way, the billionaire's stepson said... believes that Blink-182 will get him through life's toughest times.
What? What?
Someone said, stepdads are temporary, pop punk is forever.
That's what he said?
No.
Oh, that was like a comment. That.
Also, but I read this, like, how terrible is this? Like, here's the thing. I'm, like, someone's worst fear is dying by a cause that's more funny than it is sad.
That's someone's biggest fear.
Like, that's a pretty big fear. I feel like most people would be like, it really sucked to go out in a more funny way than sad. And like, people are laughing at your death more than they're like bummed for you. Like, people are really laughing at this Titanic thing. No one's like, I'm sure there are people who are really upset, but for the most part, if you go on the internet right now, you'll start seeing it now that you're literally just gonna be involved in the internet.
Oh, I'm...
You will see that it's the laughing stock, which is horrible because of course, fat people's lives are at stake, but like low key, there have been a lot of funny memes. But like, because it's hard, I understand, I know these are real people, but people find it really hard to feel bad for the billionaires that wanted to go play pretend and go look at the submarine when they knew it was dangerous, but they're like, we have so much money, fuck it.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I need to learn more about people on board. I'm shocked.
I don't know most people on board, but people are not taking a stance of, like, people are comparing it to, like, people are actually pissed that we're putting so much money into trying to find these people because they're like, there's so many, like, Syrian refugees. Like, why aren't we putting money into that? Like, people are going hard stance against it.
Okay, now that I can understand.
Sure.
I can understand that.
I'm thinking they're billionaires. Shouldn't your family be trying to find you?
Well, I'm just thinking if we simplify it, I didn't think about how much money it would take to find them.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just thinking about, like, in any instance, if there's five people that have 18 hours left of oxygen, I would like to find them.
Yeah, but which I see that point. But
just simply put.
Period. But I don't really. That's having a bit more fun with it than that.
And I'm going to go dive in
dark,
on that.
Which is dark, but yeah, people are just like really, yeah, there's been like a lot of funny videos about it, I hate to say. I just made Alex, we cut this part out, I made her watch a TikTok really kind of, I should have done this from the get-go, explains it more in depth, and it honestly was a funny take on the whole thing. But what are your thoughts?
I mean, if they're stuck in the Titanic, yeah, then...
There's an option. Here are the three options. One, that they're floating on the surface. We've done a lot of scans over the ocean surface. We don't think that's the thing. The other option, which is most likely, is that there was a crack in the submarine. It imploded, which is very sad because they would most likely be dead. But, you know, that's the most likely. And the third option is that the submersible is actually stuck in the Titanic, which we can't see because no one else is down there at the Titanic because it's so low in the seafloor, right? Yes. But the guy was saying, which Alex agrees with, he was like, I mean, we love the Titanic so much that we came down here in this like busted ass, like we know is a death trap submarine. Don't be, you know, breaking open the Titanic for us.
This is those two make sense of the last two. It imploded or it's stuck in the Titanic because there's no way it's just floating.
Well, there was a way, but we would have found it by now.
They would have to be found.
Yeah, yeah.
So now, okay, that makes sense. The other thing I think.
Okay.
Because they are all billionaires.
Ah.
Is the guy was like, everyone tap open those accounts.
Yeah, yep.
And we're going to get down to the last 2 hours.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm keeping you in the Titanic.
Yeah.
Wire me money.
Now.
And then and we will be heroes because we'll be saved in the last hour of oxygen, but you motherfuckers pay me.
Which, you know what they call that? Crime of passion.
Crime.
Full circle, baby.
I was like, ransom money?
They've got ransom? They've got 18 hours left. This podcast is coming to come out in 2 weeks, so we'll see.
It was
fingers
right.
Crossed. We're rooting for you.
And if you're on it, I don't think you tell anybody like later in life.
No,
you're
no.
Just like,
yucky. What? Those guys, idiots. Not me.
I didn't realize there were so many signs that they would die.
Right, but you know what? You've got to watch the movie Titanic. Do people talk about this often? Do you like, quick question, and we'll really end it here. Do you think not having seen the Titanic is now like a personality trait that you don't want to break? Like people that are like, I've never seen the Titanic. And people are like, what?
No, I turn it on sometimes to start. And it's so old. Like, I'm just like.
You can't get behind the thing.
I'm like, and I know what happens.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. True.
So I'm just like, we're good.
But it's the character development.
I believe that. And maybe one day.
Maybe one day. You'd have to really give yourself, you know, back in the day when we watched it, we had to take out the disc and we had to flip it. And we had to put it back in the tape. So.
And I feel that when I turn it on.
Yeah, and then you feel it all the way throughout you.
And I'm just like, you know what? Let me guess. It sinks. And well, someone's floating on a door or
when
something.
When you get the flu, we'll turn it on for you.
Okay.
It'll be a good time.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Love you guys.